Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Made for Life, the radio program sponsored by Marriage and Family Ministries. And you may not recognize our show today because we have wonderful new music, intro music, thanks to Brian Brock. He helped me put this together, Pachelbel's Canon, to represent marriage and family. So today we have a wonderful program on helping parishes become more family-friendly. And I'm excited to have three wonderful guests with me from St. Mary of the Woods Parish on the northwest side of the city. So joining us today are Kathleen Laffey, Julie Servatius, and Mari Claire Mastry. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks, Amanda.
So could you tell a little bit about yourselves, each of you?
Sure. My name is Kathleen Laffey, and I've been a parishioner at St. Mary of the Woods for about 11 years or so. I have a wonderful husband named Brian, and I have two daughters. One is in sixth grade at St. Mary of the Woods, and the other one is an eighth grader at St. Robert Bellarmine.
Very good. How about you, Mari Claire?
I'm from Ireland, but have been living in Chicago for almost 17 years now, and parishioner at St. Mary of the Woods for about 10 years, just over 10 years, married to Greg, and we have two great kids who are also in school at St. Mary of the Woods. We have a fifth grader who's in school with Amanda's son, Leo, and we have a third grader, Joe.
Nice. And Julie, are you with us on the line?
I am.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for joining us on the phone. Julie works at Children's Memorial Hospital, or the Laurie Hospital. So she's joining us by phone. Julie, tell us, how long have you been with the parish, and tell us a little bit about your family.
I've been with the parish for 10 years. My kids were baptized there, and I have a sixth grader and a fourth grader, and they're at Edgebrook School. And I have a husband, and a very nice husband named Dave.
Very nice. Well, I wanted to have the three of you on the show today because I know that, of course, St. Mary of the Woods is my parish, but I have to brag to the whole Archdiocese about the work that you three ladies and other parents who are on the Family Association have done to help St. Mary of the Woods become a more family-friendly and family-focused parish. So can you talk a little bit about the Family Association and maybe a little bit of the history of it and where you've taken it from that history?
Sure. Well, the St. Mary of the Woods Family Association was established in the mid-90s, and for a while it was a very vibrant ministry at St. Mary of the Woods. However, over time, participation fell off, as sometimes things happen with different groups. And about 1 year ago, we decided that it was time to reinvigorate it, and we came up with actually the following mission statement to define what family really is and what the Family Association is all about. The St. Mary of the Woods Family Association is uniting families in faith and fun. And then we also defined family. We define family as a single person who has never been married, a single person who is widowed or divorced, a couple without children, single parents, singles and couples with dependent or grown children. We said we're all part of a family, no matter what your situation is. We're all part of a family. And the Family Association is a ministry whose mission is to form a thoughtful, loving, inclusive community that fosters a sense of belonging. And through participation in faith-filled and fun-filled activities, we strive to build a caring and just parish family. That's our mission statement.
That is lovely. I love how inclusive it is. And, I mean, we'll talk more about this, but I really love that it feels like it's including RE, religious education, mm-hmm. and school parents together, which, Julie, you're part of the religious education program at St. Mary of the Woods. How did you feel when you started to get interested in the Family Association? How did you get involved in the Family Association?
That would basically be through Mari Claire Mastry. Her and Kathleen have been crucial in starting this program up, and luckily I'm good friends with Mari Claire, and she knows my values and what I think is important with kids and faith and parish, and so she asked me to join, and ever since then I've been participating as well as I can with everything, like everyone else's busy schedule.
And what was your participation in the parish before Family Association?
Before, it was just religious education, taking my kids and going to church. But I helped out at a few events where I helped decorate. I've gone, attended to some of the events, but, never felt completely involved until recently, where I feel like I can contribute more and, you know, help other families that feel the same way as I do.
Yeah, that is. Now, so Marie Claire, your intention when you guys first started the Family Association, how did you go about inviting people to be a part of it?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that we have a phenomenal committee. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, Kathleen and I have, you know, maybe been the catalyst in this, but we also have a pretty fantastic group of ladies, mostly. Actually, no, now we have two
men,
guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Jorge. Yeah, so we have a couple of guys involved now, which is fantastic. But really, like, the core group has been instrumental in making everything happen. We do have representatives from many schools on the committee. So Julie, as she said, her kids are at Edgebrook, but we also have a parent from Wildwood. We have parents from St. Mary of the Woods School. We have a parent from Decatur, Edison, and also St. Robert Bellarmine. So they're all parish families, which is pretty fantastic. And initially, I think Kathleen and I, you know, the power of the personal invitation, obviously, which, you know, we can talk about again, but we identified people that we thought initially would be interested in, you know, being part of a dynamic group. We, you know, we hope to expand that as we move along, but initially sort of identified people that we thought, with help from, say, our pastor and director of religious education, families who were involved and would be, you know, willing to become more involved. So we did reach out personally to many, and luckily pretty much everybody said yes. We're
They've
happy to jump on board the train, and we really do have a very dynamic group of doers who have just been fantastic.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think there's a lot of talk that, oh, parents are too busy to get involved in these activities, but I think when there are activities that involve their family and there are things that they really find to be important, such as faith, and when they're invited personally, all these things together, suddenly you do have time mm-hmm. in your schedule to fit things like that in. Go ahead, Julie.
The other thing I was going to say is interesting is I feel that this is finally, like, if you're involved in, like, the PTA or an LSC, this is finally, like, a committee that you can bring any kind of quality that you like to do to the table, and it can incorporate within the parish, which is great. If you're more a marketing person or more of someone that leads, it's a really nice group of men and women that all have different qualities that they bring to the table.
You're right, and there's so many gifts within a parish that I think go untapped, and a lot of that has to do with, you know, I think we had the old model that only the staff, the parish staff, provided events and activities for the parish, which were only a select few people who, you know, were not the microcosm of the parish a lot of times. They might not have young kids or any kids at all if they're the pastor or the associate pastor. So by gathering this group that has young children who knows their schedule, who knows what they need, I mean, I think the example of the Advent wreath making of last year, actually, we are going to take a break before we talk about the Advent wreath making. And when we come back, we'll talk more about that. So please stay tuned.
Here with a timely story about vocations is the rector of Mundelein Seminary, Father Robert Barron.
Just a few years ago, a great Chicago priest, Father Vic Ivers, 90 years old at the time, celebrated his final Mass at St. Joseph's Parish in Libertyville. After giving the closing blessing, Father Ivers took off his shoes, placed them in front of the altar, and then asked, "So, who will fill these shoes?" It was a striking gesture and a darn good question.
That's a great question, especially if you've ever considered becoming a priest. Hi, I'm Father Francis Bitterman, Vocation Director for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I'd like to invite all young men who are open to discerning the priesthood to attend a wonderful event at Mundelein Seminary called Who Will Fill These Shoes? The event is on Friday, November 28th, the day after Thanksgiving. Father Robert Barron will begin with a talk about the priesthood, seminarians will share their vocation stories, and Cardinal George and Archbishop Blaise Supich will celebrate Mass for us. It's a great opportunity to see the seminary and consider the call to the priesthood. please go to chicagopriest.com to register and find out more about who will fill these shoes.
Calling all seniors, it's never too late to be a teenager. Puzzles, recipes, birthdays, memories, and much more are found in the Teenager newspaper. Teenager News is published for senior citizens as an outreach ministry of Catholic Charities. Subscribe for free by calling 312-655-7425. That's 312-655-7425. Or email teenager@catholiccharities.net. That's teenager with a K, teenager@catholiccharities.net.
With Made for Life, and we're talking about the Family Association at St. Mary of the Woods with Julie Servatius, Kathleen Laffey, and Marie-Claire Mastry, who are on the committee for the Family Association. So before we went to break, we were talking about the Advent Wreath ceremony event that had been in the parish for many years. So can you talk, Kathleen, about how that was kind of revived last year?
Yes, it was. My understanding is that for a number of years it was a very lovely and well-attended event, and then over time interest fell off for whatever reason. So last year we had an opportunity to change things up a little bit, and what we do is we offer families an opportunity to come together. We provide them with all the components they need for assembling their own Advent wreath, so the greenery, the candles, the candle holders, the styrofoam wreath. But anyway, we invited families to come and assemble the wreaths together, and then one of our priests, Father Aidan O'Boyle, came down and blessed the wreaths, and then we had a pizza party. And the cool thing about it last year was, whereas in the past we would have, the past several years, we would have maybe three or four people come, last year we had over 30 people. In fact, we had to turn people away because we simply ran out of Advent wreath materials. So it was a lovely event and very well received, and we got so much positive feedback, and something we want to continue to do.
And it was RE and school and some older people, empty nesters.
Yes.
It really was a nice microcosm of the parish. And I think before they had had it on a Saturday morning, which is not a good time for most families. So because the Family Association had input, and these are all people with young and older kids, mm-hmm. they were able to say, hey, you know, I think an evening, Saturday evening, with pizza would be a great draw. So it's more family-friendly, which is, you know, what you guys are all about creating at the parish. So that was just lovely. Julie, did you attend that? Oh, is Julie off the line? Okay. So I think she did, but there were a lot of
RE
families.
She did. She was there. She was helping out, yeah.
Yeah.
She had an apron on. We had to yeah. we had to keep ourselves clean. She had an apron on that day.
Well, and I heard a lot of responses from the families. It's great to socialize school and RE together. I kept hearing that over and over. So tell me some of the things that you're thinking of this year with the Family Association, and maybe a little bit about the plans.
Sure. We have many things in the pipeline. But first, I just wanted to mention, too, that one of the things that kind of helped us was actually hosting. We had the Strong Catholic Family Initiative Archdiocesan Wide last year and had a meeting at St. Mary of the Woods and on a very, very cold January night, which, you know, difficult to get people out of their house. We did have between 30, 40 people attend. A component of this was actually a questionnaire relevant to, you know, how we could help support development of faith as a family. For those in the parish. So, you know, with the responses that we got from that questionnaire survey, that sort of helped guide us in, you know, sort of looking at what programs we wanted to work on, what we wanted to continue, what activities we wanted to offer, as well as looking at what had existed in the past. Mm-hmm. So something like the pet blessing, the soup and bread, which takes place on Good Friday, like those had already, you know, those were actually out there already, but and kind of continued, but we decided to keep those and then, you know, work to offer some others. So the structure kind of has come about organically, I would say. Many of the things that we have fall under, say, mission. We also have things that fall under service, and then some that are more social. So we reinvigorated the Children's Liturgy of the Word, which Julie, that was, you know, with us, Julie and another great mom, Chris Boyle, have worked really hard on.
Julie's back with us.
Hey, Julie. But they work to reinvigorate Children's Liturgy of the Word. And then also we have St. Joseph's Table, Pet Blessing, and then our Advent Treat Celebration. And then kind of in the service category, Feed My Starving Children, which we have 75 parishioners, you know, to travel to Feed My Starving Children to, you know, pack lunches for those overseas, which is a pretty outstanding service opportunity. We have, you know, young kids, parents, grandparents all coming together. And then canned food drives. We also did over the summer a school supply drive for our sister parish, Saint Sylvester, which was really well received too. And then under the social kind of category, we have an ice skating event coming up in December that we will travel, you know, a bunch of us will travel as families to ice skate together and hang out in a more social setting. We've done a moving night. We also had a yoga and yogurt Saturday morning. A parishioner hosted a yoga class for us, which was also fantastic. So,
right. And this is what I love. Again, we talk about uncovering these gifts and talents of parishioners. So, Julie, you wanted to work with Children's Liturgy of the Word. What made you want to be a part of that or start that up again?
Well, I think ultimately I love working with children. I'm a pediatric nurse, and I just feel really strongly when you have a captivated audience and, you know, they're taking the time to come to Mass and in these classes that they're being taught through religious ed, that it'd be worthwhile to, you know, share the experience that I did as a child when I used to go to religious ed classes or I was in a private school. And I just love working with kids. They're just so honest and easy, and it's just great to fill their brain with some great ideas with what faith and Catholicism is.
Yeah, and I have to say, as a parent, I loved Children's Liturgy of the Word because I had some pretty active small children, and for them to go out during the Liturgy of the Word and get something that was more tailored to them, and then to come back for the Liturgy of the Eucharist was just enough time for them to handle sitting still. The Mass can be hard, you know, it for young children, and I think that ministry is a real gift to the families of the parish. So thanks for doing it.
It's fun. Well, and the other thing I don't think I also expressed is, Amanda, you actually were the first reason I got involved, too, because you got my name from someone, and I then was able to help with the phenomenal tea that you guys put on at the parish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do a mother-daughter tea, and that also falls under the family association as well. And because of you, Julie, and Camille, and other RE parents, we've really worked to have that be a parish event instead of just a school event, reaching out. So I think there's really something wonderful about bringing RE and school together to feel like a parish, to make it feel a sense of belonging there, too, and that's really what you're working with, which is great. So we are actually going to take one more break, and we will be back to talk more about how to set up a family association in your parish. So please stay tuned.
Have you ever considered the priesthood, not sure what to do about it? Then the In Search Discernment Group might be for you. Each week, men from around the Archdiocese of Chicago gather to pray and learn more about the call to the diocesan priesthood. The group is open to college seniors and young professionals. The Discernment Group starts in October and meets each week from 7 to 8 p.m. at the Quigley Pastoral Center downtown. If you would like to learn more, go to chicagopriest.com.
The Cemetery Ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
That's the sound I love to hear, the sound of happy children in a Catholic school. Wouldn't you want every child to be able to attend a Catholic school? Well, that's my dream. I want every child who wants to attend a Catholic school to be able to do so. Hi, this is Sister Mary Paul McCaughey, Superintendent of Chicago Catholic Schools, and I've been working in Catholic schools since I was 19 years old because I really want to teach who Christ is. Over the next 3 years, you can support our efforts to teach who Christ is with your prayers and your generous financial support. Together, we will ensure that the Catholic schools, which are the best schools in America, will be open and available for all families who wish to send their children.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Please help us in our efforts to teach who Christ is.
I want to know who Christ is.
I want to know who Christ is.
I want to know who Christ is.
For more information on this campaign for Catholic education and faith formation, visit toteachwhochristis.org.
I want to know who Christ is.
How would your family's life change if you were living on or below $2,000 a month, amounting to less than $24,000 per year? About 650,000 of your fellow Chicagoans living in poverty are facing that reality. This statistic fuels the Catholic Campaign for Human Development in their efforts to fund organizations working to empower the poor. You can contribute to CCHD on November 22nd and 23rd during our collection. Visit ChicagoPeaceAndJustice.org for more information.
And we are back with some final words from our guests from St. Mary of the Woods on how to get families active and engaged in your parish. So how do we get families active and engaged in our parish?
Well, you know, as Marie-Claire mentioned earlier, the personal invitation, the power of the personal invitation. I mean, I think there are so many people that would like to help out and maybe they just don't know how. And if you can seek out people who you think would be willing to help out, everybody we have asked has very eagerly accepted our invitation to help out, and they've just been wonderful, wonderful additions to our committee. And the other key, I think, is seeking out people who really are doers. I mean, you have to have people who are going to take an active role and take leadership and take ownership of different areas. And for example, Julie, and along with Chris Boyle, have done such an amazing job with this Children's Liturgy of the Word. And Marie-Claire and I don't even worry that it's going to happen because we know that it will.
Right. It's people who have passion for the things that they've been identified or asked to do as well. Marie-Claire, now talk about parish transformation, because St. Mary of the Woods is in parish transformation now. Is that something that can lead into the family association or?
Absolutely. And I would say, so just, you know, having well, I guess we're at the tail end of parish transformation right now, but the efforts that we have actually, you know, the effort that's been put forth with this has been affirmed through parish transformation. The results of the survey and the small group discussions, again, you know, uncovered the need for families to connect with each other through their faith. So the things that we have in place, we're delighted to know that people have received them well, and we also will hope to continue the work, as one of our objectives is to strengthen the bonds between RE and school families. And an action under that would be to continue the work that we're doing with Family Association to increase participation, to, you know, pull more people into the fold and engage them in any of the activities that they would like to be engaged in. So definitely, if you know a parish is going through transformation, this is for sure something a family association or establishing one or growing one could become an action item under an objective for sure.
I agree. And Julie, can you talk about the RE side of it? What do you hear from other RE parents about the family association and the parish since the family association has started?
Well, I think the first big thing was that the Family Association recognized that communication, there was definitely a split and a divide. Now that, like, we've incorporated and people spent, like, tedious amounts of time trying to get all of the parish's information on email so that people can, because nowadays everyone does have a busy, hectic life, and now you can look at your email and be like, oh, this would be a great event for my family to go to. I think that's really been a huge barrier, and now that it's been more streamlined, I feel that, you know, there's going to be a growth. And also, like Mari Claire and Kathleen have said, that we definitely have to invite them, people personally, because I think that is a touch that everyone, well, you know, I felt honored when I was asked to do a couple of things, and I think that's a huge way to touch people that want to do stuff like that.
Yeah, and you have the reach. When you have a team full of, say, 12 to 15 people, you have the capability to reach out to more. They reach out to their friends and invite, and that's how, and it goes so on. Mm-hmm. Again, parish staffs are getting smaller and smaller. The budget is not there to hire people. So the laity are going to be stepping up more and more to invite, to, you know, do these programs and activities to make families feel like they belong and to enhance the faith, to pass on the faith mm-hmm. to the next generation. So I'm going to do a little plug for Strong Catholic Families because that's my initiative. So this is something that we do. We go into parishes. We present to parents, you know, the gift of faith and how it could be passed on to their children, the importance of passing on the faith to their children in wholeness and happiness in their lives, and how to do that through a family association or Strong Catholic Family team. And then we do the response forms where you, it's organic. It comes then not from the parish staff that says, I think these parishioners need more catechesis or more of this or more of that, but it comes from the parents and what their needs are.
I will say too, though, that we have had we've had huge support from our pastor, mm-hmm. Father Pat Cecil, mm-hmm. and from our director of religious education, Mercy Mahoney. To be honest, like, they've been fantastic. Without them, we wouldn't have been given the leeway to do what we've been able to do as well.
I agree. We do need more people like that. So we are actually out of time, which we could talk for another half hour. But before we go, we need to give a shout out to Pat Reichart.
Hi, Mom.
Who is Kathleen's mom, who listens to Relevant Radio. She's been a loyal listener for years. So we love you, Pat. And thank you for sharing the information about the ministry. Pope Francis is wonderfully concerned about the family and looking to find ways to reach out and support families. This is a wonderful time in our Catholic Church, and the work that you're doing in the parish is exactly what he'd like to see done in every parish. So thank you for your ministry and your work, your time and commitment and your passion.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you,
Amanda.
For your support.
And thanks for listening to Made for Life Radio, and stay tuned next month for another exciting program on marriage and family. God bless.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for the Catholic Community of Faith. You can stream our programs live or download past programs by going to our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV.